Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. The Jack Hutton joins me in
What's up, baby?
I love it. As usually, Jack and I, this is the first time we've been in the same room on the microphone.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've interviewed a couple times about like Auburn High stuff before.
But, yeah.
That's been on the phone mainly.
On the phone. And usually when I'm running the board, when he's doing a game, I'm sitting in the studio and quiet, 71 degrees, while he's usually
sweating it all in.
I'm in shorts and flip-flops while he's out there sweating his tail off from it and having to actually look appropriate when he's out doing play-by-play. But yeah, that's not what you're in here to talk about.
Man, we're in here today. I've got just this super fun thing that I love to do, I've got my friend Thomas Maple here today, who's going to kind of share a little bit more about it with us. But we are Tom's Foolery. We're an improv troupe. We had a show, I think, a couple months back that we actually did, and we got to come on and kind of advertise that. I think Thomas and another member of our group, Miranda, was on last time. So super excited, and super excited to let everybody know about it.
Thomas, let's do a recap how this all got started, because last time I was amazed when you kind of told the story about how you guys kind of just came up with it and did it. And let's talk about how successful the last improv session was.
Yeah. Well, it started last year, actually. I started studying improv on my own. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a lot of classes to take around here. I mean, there actually are a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah. The Auburn Area Community Theater offered a program with a class.
There you go, Ben.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No.
Bring it.
So I do improv every day right here, man. I'm good.
But I logged a lot of hours looking at what I could find online, watching videos of other performers, and taking careful notes about what works and what doesn't work, why a scene is funny, and so forth. And then I started recruiting some folks that I'd worked with in community theater. So I got a few folks that agreed they wanted to meet with me and start playing these games and just kind of see how it went. And then we did our first show on April Fool's Day this year.
I remember that.
Very well. Yeah. We had the room was actually packed with people.
Is that right?
It was wonderful.
Y'all did it at the Chamber last time.
We did it at the Chamber building. That's right. And it was very well received. You know, I think we were all a little nervous going in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were expecting, what, like 20, 30 people?
Yeah.
And got 80, or even more, which doesn't sound like a huge number, but it was for us.
It is in that room. I can tell you that. In that room, it probably seemed like more than that.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was full to the brim, so
it was big. And from the very first game, they laughed and enjoyed it, so we relaxed and had a good time.
This one is not at the Chamber, though. It's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, am I right?
That's right, Hilton Garden Inn.
Okay.
And it's a week from Saturday, July 15th at 7:30.
And you guys who have not know where the Hilton Garden Inn is, I do. We've actually done meetings there before. But next to Venditore's, out there by Sam's, that exit, that Bent Creek exit, which is awesome. And it probably will seat 100 people in that room.
Yeah, I think.
We've done a couple of presentations in that room. I would assume even with stage, you guys will probably get 100 people in there.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you guys went to see it the other day, Thomas.
We did, right. Michael Knotts and I went and toured it. I've been over there a few times. It's a very nice facility.
Mm. Well, walk us through, like you said, studying, you talked about the improv. So how does this work? Because it's, you know, last time we said, is it like a Whose Line Is It Anyway type deal? Do you have like a moderator that throws stuff to y'all? Do you have a scripted, you know, kind of events that you guys have got to touch on? Walk me through that.
Yes to all of that, actually. it is, Whose Line has certainly been a big inspiration for us. We've been able to watch that and see what those folks have done and how well that worked. We do have a moderator, but there are five members of the team. And what we do is we rotate at turns at moderator. So one of us will sit over at the desk and hand out the assignments for that game.
Okay.
So Jack moderates some of the games. I moderate some. The other three members do. And we'll say, all right, here's what you're going to be doing. We throw it at them. And they are games. We're doing about 17 games in this show next week.
Oh.
And each one of them is very quick. It's like 2.5 or 3 minutes or so. So it goes by very fast.
Since it's improv, do you know, Jack, what your games are going to be thrown your way?
We know the games. We don't know what the actual, you know, thing that's going to come our way is. Like, we've got a game in there where me and another guy, we're doing what's called, it's called our big musical number. And we got to do a little scene where we go back and forth and we say a line. But when somebody hits a buzzer, we got to make up a, like, 4-line song about this, you know, big Broadway number song using whatever we just said.
Okay.
So like I could be like, oh, I like pancakes, and somebody will hit the buzzer and it, you know, dun 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 dun, dun, and you, like, and you go right into it. Hey, I like pancakes. So it's just really fun to kind of do that. And it's interestingly enough, I mean, kind of when I started to get into this last year, you know, I was doing kind of the play by play stuff. Last year was really my first year doing that, and I found that it kind of helped me to kind of get into this mindset of thinking of stuff really quickly, thinking of new words and stuff to say on the spot, and kind of, you know, not really sticking with the same words every time, but thinking of new stuff. Found it really helped me.
How did you get recruited to be in this?
Great question.
I'm trying to remember now.
Yeah, well, I actually, I knew one of our other members pretty well, Michael,
yes.
Who I kind of work alongside him during the day. And he said, you know, hey, because we always enjoyed, you know, watching Who's Line stuff. I mean, that was funny. And so he called me up one day and he said, hey, we're looking for a guy to, you know, just come by and kind of hang out with us a couple days a week, and love to have you in. And so I went in, I met Thomas. Thomas apparently liked something that I did and said, hey, love to have you on for the remainder of this event. So really had a good time with it, and looking forward to next week.
Oh yeah, Michael was talking Jack up ahead of time. He said, we've done this kind of stuff at a party like once or so.
I think so.
And okay, Michael said, Jack is like really good. He's really good. You got to see him. So we brought him in, and I was really impressed. He did a great job.
Were you nervous?
Of course I was. It's the great Thomas Maple. Of course I was.
You know, it wasn't billed as an audition. Like, we just said, come over and play with us, and he did. And it was kind of like a secret audition.
Yeah. That's awesome. As, we're going to talk more about that. I got to get to a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about more of the things they're going to be doing and when it's going to be. It's going to be next weekend, and it's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn. And more with Thomas and with Jack here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk, WKNI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking Tomfoolery Improv that is going to be taking place on the 15th. As Thomas is with us, as well as Jack Hudden. You know Jack's name from the radio for sure, from being on with us from time. Plus, he's on the line with Jacob in the afternoons. Have Bill and them invited you on yet?
I dabble.
Do you dabble just a little bit?
Yeah, I've been on before.
After the game, I mean, you name it, he's been on. But this is a hidden talent that he's gotten involved with. And you guys have got a website.
Yes. The website is tomsfooleryimprov.com. Mm. And if folks go there, they can find that information about the show that's coming up next week, the location, the time. Mm-hmm. They can also look at a group photo, a team photo we had made. It looks like an album cover.
It does look very cool. It looks like an album cover for our sister station, Wings 94.3. It looks like you guys are like a
rock band.
Like a rock band, yeah. Like a classic hits band.
That's what we were going for.
We got the old black and white. And the name of the show is called Taken Too Seriously.
Yeah.
And so I think the idea behind that is to kind of go, let's take ourselves as serious as we can, put out this album cover, and just, you know, look like we're, you know, mad at the world kind of on it and everything like that.
Definitely not what they get when they come, though, right?
No, of course not.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely not.
There's a reason it's called Tomfoolery. Is you guys were talking about one of the acts that you guys do.
Yes. It's a game we call In Action Figures.
Okay.
And Jack and I are in that together as a duo. And what's different about that is whatever scene we're thrown from the moderator, we'll act out. We can't move our bodies at all in that game. That's the rule.
Okay.
So instead, the moderator is going to select two volunteers from the audience to come up and actually move our arms and legs and backs and so forth and heads. We can't even turn and look at each other unless the volunteers do that.
Okay.
So that's a lot of fun.
I'm sure that, depending on who you get, I'm sure that's a ton of fun.
That's how we get you involved, Ben.
I told you I would be the guy you don't want up there doing that.
Right.
We do like to keep this a family-friendly event,
absolutely.
By the way.
Yes.
But I could, especially since I know Jack, there's no chance.
It'd be improv after dark.
Yes. We'd have to make sure that everything aired after 10 p.m., which is, that's not what y'all are doing.
No, we'll steer away from that.
But I did say, you know, I did say family friend, but this is open for anyone, right?
Oh yeah, it is.
Do you have any theater students that show up that are kind of like, I wonder what this is all about, because they maybe have never seen this before? But
I'm not aware that we do. Mm-hmm. I did just email some faculty members of theater programs yesterday, mm-hmm. so I'm hopeful some of those students will show up.
It's very, because I mean, we mentioned it, and, you know, it's not necessarily the same thing, but, you know, the Who's Line is it with Drew Carey, and I think Gabrielle Union's been hosting it as of late, sure, or somebody. Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, one of them.
I flipped over there one day, and it was not Drew Carey that was hosting. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that this is, and that's something that it took the world by storm. It's absolutely hilarious, and kind of what you guys are doing locally, and I find it fascinating that, that you just had an interest in this. Is that, I mean, I'm sure it spurred from something like that. But then you thought, man, we could do this locally.
Yeah, we did. That was the thought. And I didn't know if I would be any good at this or not, but I thought I want to find out. So we just kind of threw ourselves into it. Like I said, I did do some prep, some study kind of to see what I could think of and what it seemed like worked well. Mm-hmm. But we didn't really have any training at all. We just kind of jumped into it.
And what I find interesting is that a lot of the people in the group, like Thomas, for instance, Thomas is a lot more studied, and he's kind of, okay, here's, you know, the step-by-step way of how I'm going to perform improv. And it works. Because,
and your pants on fire.
I am just, you know, throw it at the wall and see what sticks. And most stuff isn't funny, but I land a haymaker every now and again.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, we've got a variety of kind of personalities and approaches. Mm-hmm. And then the other benefit, in addition to the kind of diversity of it in regards to how we work, is the fact that we do practice these games once a week. So we develop a chemistry. Mm. So we feel very confident with each other. I know if I'm up there with Jack that, you know, I know he's going to set me up for stuff, and I'm going to set him up for stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're rehearsing games. Like we're not, it's kind of like if you and your neighbor were to play charades every Friday evening. You know, you get better at it, but you don't know what you're going to get hit with this Friday.
Right.
Yep. Same kind of thing.
I completely get it. I got to take one last break. Now we'll wrap things up, and we'll recap the website, talk about how people can find you guys, recap show times and everything else. Back more Auburn Opelika this morning after this.
Talking about issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Tech Hudden with us is we're talking improv. He brought Thomas with you. Thomas created this, but everybody around the radio station knows Jack. So sorry, Thomas.
I improvised.
You're lucky we're not questioning him on sports and everything right now.
Right.
We could be doing that, but we're not. And again, this is going to be the 15th. Is that right?
The 15th. Yeah, that's 15th. Saturday of next week.
And Hilton Garden Inn is where it's going to be. That's off the Big Creek exit next to Venditori's. Those of you that have been over there behind Big Creek Motors, you can head over there. Start times?
It starts at 7:30.
Okay.
I would suggest getting there at 7 because we don't know how well it may fill up. And plus, if you get there early, you may get a chance to participate in a way to contribute to the show.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to ask folks to write some prompts that we're going to use in one of our games.
Oh.
So, yeah, if you get there a little bit before 7:30, at least, maybe you can get a shot at doing that. Folks can buy tickets at the door. That's kind of the standard. It's $10 for admission, $8 for someone with student ID or military ID. Mm-hmm. They also can contact us through the website ahead of time if they want to purchase tickets that way.
Okay.
And that website is tomsfooleryimprov.com. Where they can see the bios of each of the five cast members.
We'll put that. Yeah. What does your bio say, Jack?
Oh, I'm sure bad stuff. I'm sure all sorts. No. It just says, you know, it has my job, and then it's got how I work with the radio station, and you know how much I love Ben Taylor's show in the morning.
Well, I'm sure. And now that's the improv. That's the BS part of the improv that he's doing out there. As before we get out, I mean, we got the two of you in here. Be remiss, you have other cast members as well.
Absolutely. We have Miranda Solano, who was on
the
show last time.
Yep.
Wonderful young woman. This will actually be her last show with us because she is graduating in a master's degree from Auburn University and moving back to her home state of Florida.
Okay.
So it's your chance to say goodbye to Miranda with her final appearance.
Okay.
We also have Michael Knotts that we mentioned and Bradley Cantrell. Mm. Very good performers.
So there you go. So you can catch them the 15th. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn, tomsfooleryimprov.com. We'll have all the information up on the website a little bit later if you want to grab that. It is going to be next Saturday, 7:30. Get there early. You'll have your chance to participate. Guys, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.